Militancy on the rise in Egypt's northern Sinai. 11 soldiers have been killed and nearly 40 others injured in an attack in the coastal city of El Arish. Egyptian soldiers were killed when a bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into their bus on its way to the capital, Cairo. Officials say the soldiers belong to the 2nd Field Army that's fighting militants in the Sinai Peninsula. To get more on that, we're joined by our correspondent, Mohammed Shalabi, from Egypt's capital, Cairo, in order to shed more light about what is going on there in El Arish. Mohammed Shalabi, we're looking at the Sinai, and of course, here we have another incident. Tell us more about it.
Yes, Kaveh, indeed, the death toll from the incident has risen to 11 and 37 injured, according to the army's official spokesman, Colonel Ahmed Ali. Now, no group has claimed responsibility for this attack, but the Jamaat Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis Takfir group, supposedly linked to al-Qaeda, have claimed responsibility for a similar attack last month, but in southern Sinai, not in northern Sinai, though the authenticity, again, of such claims cannot be verified. Now, the army has said that the war against what it termed black terrorism will continue. The interim premier said the government will look into appropriate measures to fight such incidents, with observers pointing to their discussion of a new controversial terror law being prepared at the moment that some fear will target Islam extreme activists at large. It is to note that secular parties immediately put the blame on the Brotherhood for the incident, saying that such incidents always take place following a bloody crackdown against anti-regime protesters, like what happened yesterday in the commemoration of the second anniversary of the Muhammad Mahmoud massacre that saw the death toll from the clashes between activists and security forces rise to 3 on Wednesday. Now, but mystery does surround who is behind the latest such incident in Sinai, noting that no one has been legally indicted so far for such rising crimes in Egypt. The Brotherhood came out condemning the incident, distancing itself again from such incidents. And they, a top member of their the executive bureau of the MP's political wing, the FJP, Amr Darragh, wrote on his Twitter account that such events and potential retaliation only serve the interests of the country's enemies, in a reference to Israel. And supporters, Kaveh, of army overthrown President Mohamed Morsi, it is to note, accused the state of practicing Mubarak-era measures and of instigating such crimes in order to diffuse attention from its own crimes against peaceful anti-coup protesters, where thousands of lives have been lost since the overthrow of Morsi. And finally, they also say that coup leaders, who they claim are losing the grip, are fabricating a so-called Cold War on terror so as to further crush all their opponents and divert attention from media leaks that, like that of yesterday, that showed that a now buried fact-finding committee report proved during the era of Morsi, proved with names that top army and police officials were involved in the intentional killing of protesters during the era of SCAF and then during Morsi's time, Kaveh.
Thank you so much for that. Mohammed Shalabi, talking to us from Egypt's capital, Cairo.